The next patient is Darlene Vale. The last name is V-A-L-E. Darlene is the first name. Clinical case of an 82-year-old, male female, a patient of Dr. Piccioni, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E, who we've been following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient this time came with a serum creatinine of 1.61. Last time was 1.2. A BUN of 39 and an estimated EFR that went from 42 down to 31. Period. The patient has been constipated because she takes iron. So the fluid intake was increased. Fluid retention was apparent in the lower extremities, and there was change in the administration of furosemide. She has been taking Monday, Wednesday, and Friday two times a day, and the rest of the days once a day. Period. The patient doesn't have proteinuria. The most likely situation is that the elevation of the serum creatinine and the decrease in the estimated GFR is associated to perirenal azotemia. The recommendation was to drink about 45 ounces of fluid in 24 hours and take one tablet only of furosemide of 40 milligrams on a daily basis, and we're going to reevaluate the kidney function in 2 weeks. The period. Once we get the result of that, we will give the patient a call and notify the primary physician, Dr. Piccioni, as well as Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, the cardiologist, period. Number two, the patient has normocytic normochromic anemia. She has a low saturation of iron. She has been taking iron PO. The hemoglobin went up to 10.2. This hemoglobin could be up because she is taking more iron versus the possibility of hemoconcentration. Following number, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism that is followed by Dr. Piccioni. Following number, there is a hyperuricemia. Continues to be elevated, could be a diuretic effect, but due to the morbidity associated to it, we are going to start the patient on allopurinol 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. Side effects of the medication were explained to the patient. Following number, hypertension. Blood pressure has been under control, 127 over 49. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, this patient used to have atrial fibrillation. At the present time, she's taking metoprolol and propafenone, P-R-O-P-A-F-E-N-O-N-E, 150 milligrams on a daily basis. There is no history of taking Coumadin. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup and the reason for the prompt appointment is the deterioration of the kidney function. Paragraph, we spent 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation.